Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us for the Word for Life radio ministry of Brookside Baptist Church. With me in the studio is Richard Kane. Served as an intern here in our ministry this last summer, and it was a real joy to have him join our staff for the 2.5 months that he was here. He is in his second year of training at New Tribes Bible Institute, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And that's right here in the Brookfield, Waukesha area. Richard, you are just giving your life to the Lord. Now, you said last time you are very seriously considering missions, maybe even in the tribal areas. Tell me about your childhood. Did you grow up in a Christian home? If so, how did that work? Tell me about your salvation, that kind of a thing.
Okay, well, I grew up in Iowa, actually. I did grow up in a Christian home.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were both Christians. They were both really solid believers following God. And I was actually the 4th out of 7 kids. And my mom homeschooled us all the way through high school. And it was just a really great experience to be at home with my mom during the day for school. And so we learned a lot about the Bible even back then in school. So it was just a continual process of learning more. And actually, I got saved when I was young, 5 or 6 years old.
Okay.
It was just my mom sharing the gospel with me. And I realized that I was a sinner and that I didn't have a relationship with God and I wasn't going to be in heaven when I died.
Right.
So I accepted Jesus and repented of my sin and just believed in the work that he did on the cross, dying for my sins, so that I could, again, have a relationship with God because my sin wasn't in the way. And then after that point, I continued to learn more as I grew up. And after I finished high school, I wasn't quite sure what to do. I worked for a few years doing some construction and other work. And then just working, I was saving money to go to school.
Okay.
I wanted to be a diesel mechanic. But as I studied the Bible and read, I was reading some missionary books, like biographies of missionaries. It really kind of shifted my focus from living for myself to living more for God and for his plan for the world.
I like the way you put that, his plan for the world, because his plan for our lives tucks into his plan for the world, doesn't it?
That's right. And because God isn't on the earth as a person, he uses Christians to do his work.
Right.
And just thinking about the tribal people out there with no way of hearing the gospel, one verse that God really used in my life was Proverbs 24:11-12. It says, "Deliver those who are being taken away to death, and those who are staggering to slaughter. Oh, hold them back. If you say, 'See, we did not know this,' does not he consider it who weighs the hearts?
Wow.
And does not he know it who keeps your soul? And will not he render to man according to his work?"
So there are no excuses.
Right. I know about this big need there is. And I feel that God wants me to be a part of reaching them and sharing the gospel with them.
Do you remember the first time you heard anything about tribal missions?
I actually kind of grew up with it because my grandparents were missionaries in the Philippines for several years. And also my aunt and uncle were missionaries in Papua New Guinea.
Well, that's tribal.
They were in a tribe, actually.
Yeah.
And they were part of the whole learning the language, sharing the gospel, and translating the Bible. And there's actually a growing church in the tribe that they were in.
That is amazing. That's so thrilling. Wow. And what a family heritage, huh?
Right.
That's great. Now, the church that you were going to at this time, was it a sending church for missionaries and bringing missionaries in for support? How did your church work?
It was a small church, so we weren't the main home church of any missionaries, but we did have missionaries in, and we did support several missionaries. Some in America. We had one missionary couple in South Africa that we supported, as well as some in Papua New Guinea.
Right. Now, since that time, your parents have moved to Texas.
They have.
Okay, so I was getting ready to say, so, wow, you may be the first homegrown missionary of that church. I realized, oh, man, that's not even your family's church anymore. But you might even still call that your home church. I'm not sure. But I know they are excited about what God is doing in your life.
Yes, my parents are really happy just to see God working in my life and just happy with me coming to Bible school, learning more about the Bible. Because no matter where you are in life, to know the Bible is really just going to help you.
Now, your interest in others can be infectious. As you talk to other people your age, you can meet people that are wrapped up in, like you said, diesel mechanics or whatever it is. In other words, how can I make money for myself? But the way God has worked in your life, you can be infectious in causing them to think, man, I wonder if God could use me in some area of ministry.
That's right. And with ministry, it's not just people in ministry that actually do everything that's necessary, because
people
have to support them too.
Yeah.
When you're in a tribe, you can't be working a job earning money. It takes people back here giving to support that.
Right.
And also, it takes a whole supply chain just to get food and items you need out there, way out in the jungle somewhere.
And if you know anything about diesel mechanics, you definitely will be using it in the tribal area, because I'm sure you'll have diesel machines and things like that out there. You never can tell how God could use that. I know my brother-in-law and sister-in-law were New Tribes missionaries in Panama for 12 years, and they were out in tribal areas in Panama, and then they became part of the, shall we say, supply chain, and they moved them into Panama City and then had to work on all the supplies out throughout the entire country, and then they took care of paperwork with the government and all these types of things. And God can use so many different types of people. You don't have to be called to preach, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's right. It takes so many people. There's finances that have to be worked with, the whole bunch of foreigners coming in with the government. We aren't citizens to the country we go to.
Right.
Just the mechanics. People come out of the tribe for a little vacation sometimes. Mm-hmm. They need a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
People have to buy the food, and there need to be pilots and mechanics to carry it into them. Printing, they print a lot of the materials in the country, I think, so they need people to do that.
Sure.
And then schools for the missionary children, too. There's
exactly.
All kinds of different things that have to be done.
And probably computer needs, and even if you aren't able to become a full-time missionary, maybe a week or two, you could go to a mission field and give your talent, give your training to missionary staff for a couple of weeks, and what a fantastic blessing that could be.
That's right.
So there are a lot of folks that are listening to us this morning, Richard, that God might just touch their hearts to say, wow, I could take a week of vacation, and I could go and visit some of the missionaries that our church supports and maybe use the talents that God has given me to be a blessing there. What a thrill and what a challenge that could be to so many churches that are hearing our broadcast. So as we consider God preparing you, you're on the second year. What happens after that?
After 2 years of Bible school, to continue on with New Tribes Mission, they do have a missionary training school, which is a lot more practical missionary training, what you need to know to get it done. Here in Wisconsin, it's a Bible school, so you just learn the Bible for 2 years.
Okay.
You get a really good foundation in that.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the missionary school, you learn how to learn a language that there's no help to learn it with.
Sure.
How to live in a location that's not civilized.
Mm-hmm.
How to get to know people that you don't speak their language.
Right.
How do you communicate when you first get there?
Okay. And how long of a training is that?
That's another year and a half of training.
Okay. So let's go back to the Bible training that you're getting right now. I've seen the video Etau, and how the missionary in that video started with Adam and Eve and pictures and all that kind of stuff, and finally went up to the resurrection of Christ. Is this still the plan that New Tribes is teaching its missionaries?
It is. We have learned that in the first year of Bible school.
Okay.
We learned that, and then we also go through almost every other book of the Bible and just study the book, as well as other theology courses, specifically about angels or theology or different things like that.
Right. Because when you go into a different culture, you're going to have spiritism, you're going to have witch doctors possible, you're going to have anything and everything, and your walk with the Lord is the top priority. So thus, the 2 years of Bible.
Yes.
Right.
It's just a really good time of being in the Bible, studying it, getting to know it. And then the Bible is God's word, so by getting to know the Bible, you can learn a lot about God.
Right.
And just build that relationship with God and be closer to Him.
Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate the fact that the year before you became an intern here, you were coming to church, you were actively involved in our music program and other things because you believe in a local church. That is so very important.
Yeah, that's the model that was followed even back in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. The local church supported missionaries and sent them out to
right.
spread the gospel.
And so you didn't take the attitude, well, I'll just go to college for a few years and then I'll think about getting involved in a local church. I really appreciated the fact that you were here, no promise at all of an internship, but you were just here serving the Lord faithful Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and basically let us know, I'm serious about wanting to serve God and learning how to be a part of whatever is needed to be done here in the church. And that's obviously something that we as pastors looked at as we were considering you coming on as an intern. He's already involved, and so we can see his heart. And if you're listening to our broadcast this morning, I would definitely encourage you, if you want to serve the Lord in some way, bloom where you're planted. Don't take the idea that, well, I'll just start serving the Lord when I get where I'm going. You serve the Lord right where you are. Do what you can do. Teach wherever you can teach or have a ministry wherever you can, because God wants to use you right where you are and not wait for you to finish up somewhere. And the neat thing, Richard, is the fact that we're doing the same thing with our young people. We're teaching them how to serve the Lord and be involved. And we just had a Sunday night time of four different teams reporting on sending youth groups out on mission trips. And what a thrill that was just to hear so many of them talk about how God taught them that He would use them. He could bless them. And that was just such a thrill. So I just want to thank you so much for spending the time here with us this summer. Any final thoughts before we bring this to a close?
I just had a really, I think, profitable time. I learned a lot. I built relationships with the pastors and with some of the people that come here to church. And it was just a really great time of continuing to learn even though I wasn't in school.
Right.
And it really just kept me going.
And let me say to you parents, if your young people ever have a desire to do something like that, yes, I know they're not making gobs of money during that summer, but they are learning so much about serving Christ, and that's all a part of parenting. So you encourage them and just lift them up close to the Lord. Well, until the next time, we trust that our ministry through Brookside will be a blessing to you. God bless you.